B-Pod Studios.
Well, something else we need to discuss is, you know, we came across this quote from Jackie McMullen yesterday, and you know Jackie.
I do.
Very credible reporter.
No, she's a terrific reporter.
She doesn't just, you know, make things up, so there's a lineage of credibility when she speaks, and I want to play this audio from the Zach Lowe podcast from yesterday, or the other day, and her talking about Jimmy Butler and what's going on here with the Sixers.
What do you think of Jimmy Butler? What's your, like, takeaway?
I think he's on thin ice, Zach. I think he's on thin ice. And I think he's a very talented player. And no one's ever called him soft either.
Oh, okay? Hell no.
No. And he, on paper, would be exactly what you would want on a team. Because he's not a selfish player. I would never say that about him. He defends. Boy, does he defend. He gets at it. He makes good decisions on the offensive end of the floor. But this, I don't know if it's, I don't know him well enough to know, is it real or is it bravado, this whole idea that I'm going to take everybody on, like, you're going to bully me, you're going to call me a bully, I'm going to bully you back, and all this stuff. And I can tell you that having spent a couple days in Philadelphia, you know, they don't love it. And I think you probably, if you read the story, you know there was one Philadelphia person in the organization that said, you know, if you want to get paid, be quiet. You might try that.
Well, okay, so the words, Jimmy Butler is on thin ice, and if you want to get paid, you got to be quiet. Now, that's not in Jimmy Butler's nature. And if you look back through his history, Anthony, of over his other 10 years, whether it was in Chicago with Fred Hoiberg or in Minnesota, we know how that ended in the situation where he's going after Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins and the coach, Thibodeau, and everything. He's got a history here, and you brought it up yesterday, that if he wants to get a max contract and play meaningful basketball games and have a chance to really win something, he's got to fall in line. So about 10 weeks into this experiment here in Philadelphia, the team is 23-11. He has missed six games, but that being said, there appears to be some underlying issues. We know about the confrontation in a film session with Brett Brown. So I ask you, do you commit to Jimmy Butler long term? Knowing these things.
Well, listen, you're in a tough spot because you need that third guy. And he gives you what you need, which is you need a scorer.
On the floor.
You need somebody who's a scorer. You need somebody that can defeat. Like, he's both. He's not just a scorer. He's a great defender. So he's a two-way player. The only thing he's missing in his game is the three-point shooting. Like, the only better fit that I could see that would be out there, other than the Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, or just better players, would be Klay Thompson, CJ McCollum, just because they're better three-point shooters. But other than that, I mean, Jimmy's a rare player in the league. He's a special player.
Yeah, and you need it.
I don't know where else you get that kind of player. He's a conundrum because there is that part of him, whatever it is, whether it's born out of competition, whether it's born out of, like, he feels like he knows better or more, there's something there that has rubbed people, certainly the last two spots. And, you know, listen, he's not going to keep his mouth shut. And he's like, if Brett Brown does something he don't like, he's going to say something and it's going to get out. And if Ben does something he doesn't like, he's going to say something.
Yeah. See, that's my worry. And I'm not in that Sixers locker room. I'm not in those film sessions and all of that. But the Sixers are, and they know everything that's happening behind the scenes. And we probably know a tenth of what happens, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But that being said, they don't have – the Sixers with their star players are not a veteran-laden group. They need the veteran that comes in there to be the guy that's going to – I like that Jimmy Butler will push guys, and he's competitive, but it's the way in which he does it that has been the issue, that he fractures teams. I would be really, really hesitant to go to a max contract deal with Jimmy Butler moving forward, even though they do need him. You may have to find another way to get that player. The process right now.
Who's out there? I mean, there's just so many guys that are out there
that fit the bill.
You know, I mean, if Butler's a top 12, 10 player? I mean, you know, I mean, who else, where else are you getting that kind of player?
Yeah, but that's the conundrum that they're wrapped into right now. That's the problem. He's not going to have the value on the trade market because he's an expiring contract and the issue. So if the Sixers were to turn and trade him, it would mean that there's issues here again. So you're sending somebody with issues that has an expiring contract. And who's going to take that on? in a league right now where it's a foregone conclusion that Golden State likely is going to win the NBA title. So where's the leverage in a trade? But moving forward with him, this is the pivotal moment now of the process, because you have Ben and you have Embiid. Ben's not a finished product, neither is Embiid, but Embiid is sensational, MVP candidate type player. But how they move forward and whether they choose to move forward with Jimmy Butler is going to be the biggest decision for the next 5 years for the Sixers and how they handle it. Because if they don't, how do they replace him?
Listen, I feel you.
Do they sell KD?
I don't know. Supposedly he's got New York, eyes for New York with Kyrie. You know, I mean, I don't know how you get that kind of player. That's my biggest fear, is that, you know, the reason why he was dangled, the reason why you got him so cheaply, I mean, let's face it.
He valued himself.
I love Dario. And, you know, Covington was a valuable, you know, cog, and he was a piece, you know? I mean, I'll give you that. But, you know, those two guys don't equal Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
When he's really good.
You got the best player in the deal.
I mean, the problem is, you know, you got, that's why you got him. That's how you got him.
Yeah. But do you move forward with him?
Well,
are you comfortable to make that signing?
I need, here's the thing. I trust Elton. All right. I have a good trust in Elton Brand. I think Elton Brand knows what he's doing. I think he's smart. He's Duke smart. He's tough. He's also plugged in. All right. This is a key thing. When Elton played, his agent was David Falk. I think to really do something in this league as a general manager, you have to be plugged into the agents. You got to be able to deal with these agents, because it's an agent's league. It's always been. Ever since Mike, you know, had David Falk, and David Falk built this whole thing, the agents have a lot of power in that league. The only way you're going to get something done is if you placate agents and you know how to work them.
Yeah.
So before anything happens, you got to talk to guys and go and trust guys and know what kind of intel you're getting as to whether or not Kevin Durant would consider playing in Philadelphia, or Kawhi Leonard is not hell bent on going back to Southern California.
Well, that's the key. But do you agree that this is the pivotal moment now of the process? If you're going to win an NBA title, that's what it was about.
Yeah.
This is the pivotal moment.
Yeah, here's the one thing. I do think when you win, it'll be because Ben evolved as a player. But then third guy's really important.
Yeah. 610-632-0975.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I want to ask the people, you know, what do you do? You know, you hear that Jimmy Butler's on thin ice already and that he's yapping too much to get a max deal. So how do the Sixers, how should they handle this?
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn,
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
It's funny to me, too.
All right. 610.
Why does the okay guy make me laugh every time?
It's a staple of Philadelphia.
It makes me laugh, though. It does.
You've been around the country a bit. Do other cities have their version of an okay guy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they do. I don't, you know, we're a bit unique.
Maybe an East Coast thing?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Boston, New England, New York.
There's definitely an okay guy in Boston. Definitely an okay guy in New York.
With an okay guy with the Boston accent.
Yes, and the New York accent. Well,
the okay guy also has a cadence.
See, here it works well because the Philadelphia O.
Okay.
It's the O, the Philadelphia O.
He left a good one today.
As
a good okay.
Oh.
Maybe not a good message, but a good okay.
Oh, you may get another drop from the okay guy. I love it. The number for the Bring Heat line is 610-771-9751. I tell you, we got some open lines today, so if people would like to do a live Bring the Heat call, they can do that. 610-632-0975. Because we've said a lot on today's show. We've certainly said a lot. So if you'd like to react to it, by all means. What do we got today?
Is Mikey Millennial. I just heard Tyrone and you. He's my hero. I feel guilty too. Listen, They should change the rules of football and put flags on the helmets so people can grab the flags and then they're down. I feel guilty. Don't take games away. Make it like a five-game season.
Thank you, Mikey Millennial.
Mikey Millennial is my new favorite character.
He's a great character, Mikey Millennial.
He had some good, like, ow. That's the Philadelphia ow.
That's great.
You know what I mean? Mike,
that's another guy who is a staple on all on the lines that I've been that we've had, the leave a message lines.
Yeah.
He's a great character. That guy. The guy who does the Mikey Millennial
character. He does a good job. He's got several
characters. He's really good.
I like his idea of putting...
He does Cliff Lee, too.
Cliff Lee on the tractor.
Yeah, it's great.
I like the idea of putting the flags on the player's helmet to initiate trying to tackle them from their head with the flag football. You got to put them on the hips. Maybe around the chest and back. Can't put the flags on the helmet, right?
Flags.
You can't ruin the helmet, either. The helmet's one of the great things about football. It's the signature piece.
Yeah.
You know, the helmet's exploding on Fox NFL Sunday.
I'm already, I feel too verklempt.
You are guilt-ridden.
I am.
Jimmy Butler's wrist is killing him all of a sudden. Now he's on a big five-game road trip. You don't think Jimmy's saying, nah, I'm going to sit this out. Let me see how you do without me.
I don't know if that's his motivation. It's a four-game road trip, by the way, but... He's missed six, and this will be seventh game since he's been here.
Yeah, but, you know, it is kind of interesting.
Well, you brought it up the other day. You said, can you rely on the guy?
Yeah, that's the thing I worry about is the reliability factor. And it is kind of interesting because, you know, I got to take him at his word that he's really hurt. You know, listen, I hear the caller's point. I wouldn't totally dismiss it at all. But I'm going to try to take him at his word. I don't want this thing to go bad. Like I want Jimmy to stay here and because I
flourish.
I don't think that there's look. I don't think you're getting Durant. I don't think you're getting Bradley Beal. You know, if Butler goes away, it's going to be tough to fill that third spot. If I could get Kevin Durant, obviously, but I think that's a slim chance.
Very slim, and because all indications are that he's going to end up in the garden in New York with Kyrie and the unicorn. So, you'd love Durant, though. I'll take that swap.
Well, you know.
Every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Yeah, but again, this is long odds there.
Yeah, and we have no intel.
So, it's like what you have, I think what you have is good enough to win a title with a bench. If you have what you have now and you add a couple key pieces... And Boogie leaves and Durant leaves, you can win a title.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you don't have that superpower.
And Ben is a little bit more comfortable at the line. Let's go.
Hopefully over the weekend, we get some kind of, like, sex scandal or Jimmy Butler punches, like, T.J. McConnell in the face. I'm so sick and tired about this Wentz thing and this Saints thing. I need something else to talk about.
Well, agree.
Came to the right show because we haven't talked about the Wentz thing, per se.
Or the Saints thing, either of them. We haven't talked about it. At all, because they're both played, and they're both, at this point, non-stories.
Yeah, there's plenty else to talk about. There's other things to converse about when it comes to the world of sports right now. Thank goodness. Wasn't always the case.
Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Didn't we go through a whole week of this bull unnamed sources? Oh, because everybody loves Carson? It wasn't true. But now, because it's Jimmy Butler, oh, he's a bad guy. It must be true. How's that?
Al, you fail to, like, ever really think about something on a different level. Jackie McMullen is a massively established reporter. I'm not thinking against Joe Santaliquido, but he's not at that level. I'll just leave it at that. I'm being kind.
A little less than 2 years ago, the whole city was going nuts because this team had just put together a 10-5 January. Now, I mean, like, even the whole national media, every basketball pundit loves this team. They've come really far. Something we should all be heated up about. Ben, Joe, thank you.
I agree.
Totally agree. Remember that 10-5 January?
Without a doubt.
I remember that January, and I remember a specific game and moment.
Against the Knicks.
Uh-huh. The block, the Embiid block, and then it ran the floor. There was also a game against Houston in that
January. That was a Friday night game against Houston.
Yeah. That was that game. That was crazy.
That was a great game.
Tom McGinnis.
Unfortunately, that was the game that kind of ended Embiid's season.
Yeah, he was shot after that. But that 10-5 was
He dunked or something, right? And then his knee buckled up on him. But against the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
But that was when you went, oh, boy, Joe's special.
Oh, you knew it.
You knew it. That was the confirmation. You said, okay, good times are on the way.
But it was the building. What it was is the fans knew it. The fans, the arrival. Was the first time they came. And they were like, wow. And the building was loud.
This is different all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember who passed up the shot to T.J. McConnell against the Knicks? Who was afraid to shoot the ball?
Was that
T.J.? No. It was that Gerald Henderson.
Oh,
wow. That's
Henderson
good
had the lane and said, nope, I'm gonna give this up to T.J. instead. Let him do the work.
Wow, that's good. Good memory by you.
Damn right.
That contract is a bozo. A.J. Pollock, 4-year, $50 million guaranteed. Phillies couldn't pay that. They had to sign McCutchen, who is absolutely done. He's cooked. Too old.
Okay. See?
He's right.
Well.
He's right.
Yeah, but they're not in on Pollock now because they're going after Bryce Harper.
However, you got more money than more money than more money, right?
Stupid money.
What did you pay for McCutchen?
They gave him the $50 million range.
Was it that much? I'll look at his contract.
So, okay guy is dead right.
All right, let me look at
Pollock, 4 years, 55. That's a steal.
Steal!
Absolute steal.
An absolute steal. He's a great player.
It's a staple in your lineup, too.
You can bat leadoff. Who's bat leadoff for you?
That's a good question. Mr. Strikeout, Cesar Hernandez.
Nah, you can't have him come back and hit leadoff again.
$50 million. 3 years, $50 million for McCutchen.
He's dead right.
Well, the okay guy.
Okay guy nailed it.
Boy, his flip phone must be getting the internet.
Okay. He's my new man. Okay, guy.
You got that okay? You got the new okay?
He's right. The okay man.
Well, that's one in a row for the okay guy. That's a streak.
No. I didn't really know the okay guy well. But I think that impressed me.
You're falling for him.
I am.
Got it.
I'm impressed. I think he's a true sportsman. Okay.
Well, in 2021, McCutchen's deal pays him $20 million. 10 this year. 17 the year after, and 20 after that, and then an option year.
So. Do yourself a favor. Actually, Andrew, go look at, because I want you to read A.J. Pollock's stats to Jason last year. All right? Dig them up and read them to Jason, because, hey, look, nobody really knows what Arizona did. He is a stud, that dude.
I'm pulling him up now. I'll pull him up. What's next?
Hey, weather, can you make up your mind with the weather? You know, I'm sweating my ass off in all these hot clothes. Now, I guess I should look at the weathercast, but, you know, it's January. I figured it would be cold. You know, my face was nearly freezing off Monday and Tuesday, and now it's freaking like 55 degrees here.
Well, that's the good thing about this time of year living here. As soon as you get tired of it, it changes. It was 59 yesterday. And it's not as warm today. It's going to be really cold again, it looks like, next weekend.
Yeah, it sucks.
But I don't think there's going to be any moisture involved from what I saw.
Yeah, listen, again, if it's going to be freezing, let it snow, all right?
You're tired of the rain. You're rained out.
Not even that. If it's cold, just snow.
Here's the thing. Or just stay 58 degrees. I'm cool with that, too.
All right, so tomorrow going to be 35, 43 on Sunday. That's not bad for this time of year. And just mostly cloudy, no rain.
Oh, my God, look at next Wednesday. 25, the high. 22, the high.
Yes!
26, 27.
Ugh. Yeah, that's what you call late January, February weather right there.
Oh, it's brutal.
All right, A.J. Pollock's numbers
last
year.
Freaks, you like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Freaks that you are.
He played 113 games last year. He batted .257, on base percentage of .316. And he had 21 home runs and 65 ribbies. Last year.
And he's got speed.
Most games he's played, 157. And
he's a hell of a player, I'm telling you.
He had 20 homers. He fit in that ballpark.
He can move. He's got speed.
No, he's a Golden Domer.
Yeah.
Notre Dame boy.
Good player, man.
Hey, guys, before you dismiss the Pro Bowl, let's not forget the big storyline that longtime NFC head coach Andy Reid is coaching his first game against his old team.
Taking shots at Big
Red. That's wrong.
How about the news that broke yesterday that I saw from several reporters, including your old producer, Mikey Garofalo? Spags back in the game.
Yes.
How about that?
So, expect me to be on remote a lot from Kansas City.
KC Barbecue coming in your diet next football season.
Oh, man,
From Arrowhead? You would love that.
I kept saying on the dude, get a job in Miami. We'll just,
yeah, why are you going cold weather?
Let's go to Miami.
Well, nice job.
I'm thrilled. I'm really, really thrilled. I told you before, the guy is one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet. He is a great football coach, and I'm thrilled for him. I really am, and he's going to help him a lot. He's going to help Amy a lot.
Well, he's got a chance to get a ring too with that quarterback and that offense. If he can,
he's got another ring. He's got a ring.
Well, he got the one with the Giants over the Patriots, which you've talked about. But now all of a sudden you go into that situation with Andy,
that's good. And then maybe get his head
teach him about clock management.
Yeah. And then hopefully, then after that, he gets his own team again.
Yeah, you do a good job. You can get a shot, no doubt about it.
I think, without a doubt, you guys need to have Eric Swanson and his D-bag of the week that he's going to call in once a week about. Whether it's something from sports or personal affront to him, whatever. I need the Eric from Trenton D-bag bitch session of the week.
Oh, because he called up complaining about the people on the highway the other day.
Road rage.
Well, he was traveling back up.
He wished herpes on someone.
It's a weird thing to wish on someone. Hey, I wish you herpes.
An elephantitis.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy.
I like that.
You down with that? We get Eric Trenton to give us one like every Friday, perhaps? A vent session so he can get it off his chest? I'm down with that. That's a good idea. All right, that's the Bring the Heat line brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975. We've got a few open lines. Real quick, you brought up something that was asked us about something that's irritating us, and I have something else. Because I got a call again yesterday from like one of those numbers, and they're like, if you're experiencing back pain, blah, blah, blah. You know, these where they telemarket you.
Yeah.
And somehow they get your cell phone number. And no matter how many times, to be removed from this list and put on our do.call list, press 9. So I've done this a dozen times with this particular call that keeps coming in. And finally, you know, I hit 1. Like, I'm interested because I want a body on the line. So I get the body on the line. How are you today? I'm nice to the woman. And I said, I don't have back pain or like wrist joint pain right now. But the pain I have is that I've hit the button 9 times to be placed on your do not call list, and I keep getting calls. And she said, well, we're a nationwide company. And I said, well, what does that have to
do? That's a great comeback.
If you're telling me to
we're a nationwide company.
Yeah, you may have call centers all over, but what does that have to do with when I press 9, I'm not being placed on the do not call list? And I got the click. They just hang up on
you?
And you can't call them back. And it's senseless now to block the number because they find a way to just make the phone number look like something in your area.
Right. That's the trick around these things.
Yeah. Like what? I did the app, the RoboKiller app, and it worked great for 2 months. And then
until they realize that they can figure out a way to use another number and have the number forwarded. And that's where
that was supposed to pick it up, and it was. It was working. I wasn't getting any for a while. And then that effectiveness wore off, and I canceled it because it wasn't effective anymore. And I'm still getting all these freaking calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.